I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, July 19th. The MBTA will shut down Red Line service on the Braintree Line for 24 days in September as part of an ongoing maintenance and improvement project across the entire system. Service will be suspended from JFK UMass to Braintree from September 6th through September 29th. During that time, crews will conduct work on 18 miles of track that should eliminate 20 different slow zones and allow train speeds of up to 40 miles per hour. MBTA General Manager Philip Eng says the shutdown will be unprecedented but necessary for the agency's long-term goal of providing better service. Eng says once complete, it's estimated that a round trip between Braintree and JFK UMass will save 24 to 27 minutes a day. The T said there will be shuttle buses made available, as well as commuter rail travel options and increased service on the Ashmont branch while the work takes place. The plans for the alternative transportation have not yet been finalized. After a series of safety and performance issues in the past few years, prompting a federal investigation, the T began an overhaul of the system. There have been several rounds of service shutdowns on different branches as work continues, including that historic month-long closure of the Orange Line that started in August of 2022. The newly formed citizens group called A Just Quincy says they're not giving up on their efforts to make local government more transparent. Although the group says they failed to gather enough signatures to repeal the recent salary increases for the mayor and city councilors, they're moving forward with mobilizing citizens to hold elected officials more accountable. The group is currently conducting a poll asking residents if they want to implement changes such as term limits for the mayor and city councilors, run candidates to replace the current slate of councilors next year, complete an update of the city charter, advocate for a residential tax exemption, and work with the Quarry Hill Citizens Advocates to block the mayor's plan to enter into a 99-year lease with Quarry Hills Associates at Granite Links. A Just Quincy says they'd also like to schedule a meeting soon to discuss the issues and that they're seeking more participation in their group. Authorities rejecting a company's controversial request to dump up to 1.1 million gallons of wastewater from a decommissioned power plant into Cape Cod Bay. Holtec Decommissioning is in charge of safely cleaning up the former Pilgrim Nuclear Power Station in Plymouth. They requested a modification to a permit that would allow them to dump the wastewater into Cape Cod Bay. The Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection rejected the modification yesterday. Pilgrim was decommissioned in 2019 when Holtec proposed dumping water that circulated through the plant's nuclear reactor into Cape Cod Bay. Mass DEP consulted the Massachusetts Office of Coastal Zone Management. The two organizations determined that Cape Cod Bay is a protected ocean sanctuary under the statewide Ocean Sanctuaries Act. Holtec insists the water is safe. Mass DEP said they made their decision based on public comments and a forum. They said they received over 1,000 comments about Holtec's proposal. The judge presiding over Karen Reed's murder trial has agreed to keep the jury anonymous indefinitely after a juror said they fear for their safety in light of the media attention surrounding the case. The juror, identified as Juror Doe in court documents, is in reasonable fear for their safety and the safety of their family if the list of jurors is made available to the public, according to Judge Beverly Canoni. The judge indefinitely extended her July 8th order, impounding jurors' names, adding, quote, "This order shall not preclude any juror from identifying himself or herself and or from speaking to the public about his or her jury service." In an affidavit yesterday, Juror Doe said that they're frightened for their safety, noting that jurors could hear protesters screaming and yelling outside the courthouse in Dedham during their deliberations. Juror Doe also recalled witness testimony about the alleged harassment they faced as a result of their ties to Reed's case. The judge's initial impoundment order also noted that people associated with the case have been charged with intimidation, an apparent reference to Turtle Boy blogger Aidan Kearney. Kearney, who has long promoted the defense team's cover-up claims, is facing criminal charges for allegedly targeting witnesses in Reed's case. Reed is due back in court July 22nd for a status conference. Without a single Republican vote, Massachusetts House and Senate sent the governor a massive overhaul of the state's gun laws yesterday, crossing one of the most significant items off of the legislature's rest of the July to-do list. The conference committee report, which was announced and unveiled on Wednesday, passed the House on a 124-33 vote, then cleared the Senate by a tally of 35-5. Just a handful of Democrats joined all Republicans in opposition. The bill that Governor Healey now has 10 days to act upon would give law enforcement tools to crack down on untraceable ghost guns, ban firearms in additional public spaces like schools, polling places, and government buildings. It expands the 2018 red flag law to allow school administrators and licensed healthcare providers to petition a court to temporarily take firearms away from someone deemed a threat to themselves or to others. Locally, the Friends of the Ruth Gordon Amphitheater Friends Fridays events continue tonight at 6 p.m. with a performance by Ladies of Blues and Soul. There are free performances every Friday night through August 23rd. There's also an open mic night coming up July 31st at 6 p.m., a salsa dance and reggae performance July 28th at 5 p.m., and a music festival on August 11th from 2 to 8 p.m. The Friends of Wollaston Beach present Yoga on the Beach Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on the beach right near Arnold Street. AAA and the Quincy Police Department will be hosting a free children's bike rodeo tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Children are invited to bring their bikes and helmets and ride through a course that will help them identify their level of cycling proficiency and improve their skills. The event will be held in the rear lot of Quincy High School and will also include child car seat installments and checks. Just a reminder, the free summer meals program continues in Quincy. Free lunches will be distributed weekdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. to children aged 18 and under. Meals will be distributed at the Parker, Snug Harbor, Lincoln Hancock, and Montclair schools and the Ward 2 Community Center in Quincy Point. Meals must be eaten on site, but there is no registration or income requirements. Program runs through August 16th. A check of business news this morning. Stocks tumbled yesterday. The Dow sank 533 points. The NASDAQ dropped 125. And the S&P shed 43 points. Asian stocks are also lower today. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil at $80 a barrel. And sports. Red Sox back in action after the All-Star break. They're out in L.A. against the Dodgers tonight at 10:10 p.m. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny and dry with a high of 84 degrees. Tonight, clear and more comfortable, lows in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, warm but dry, high of 87. On Sunday, sun and clouds, warm and dry, high of 88. Partly sunny Monday at a high 86. The marine forecast calling for 1 foot waves. A northerly wind at 5 to 10 knots, becoming easterly later today. High tide, 10:32 a.m. Sunrise, 5:24, sets at 8:15. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, July 19th.